Thank you, Robin. Back to the news again, with more city centre roadworks, potholes and speed cameras. Just to show it's not all about roads, though, we'll also hear of the River Wensum flooding and an International Aviation Academy. New details have been revealed ahead of a huge 1 million revamp of the city centre ring road. Roadworks will begin in January and last for several months, and a huge shake-up to traffic in Norwich. The project includes a new bus lane on Queen's Road for vehicles turning into the bus station, as well as a new road markings on the Chapelfield Road approach to St Stephen's Roundabout. Phase one of the project will take place between January the 8th and January the 29th, with the widening of the carriageway into the central reservation along Queen's Road and the straightening of the existing staggered pedestrian crossing. Throughout both phases of the work, a short section of Chapelfield Road will be reduced to one lane on the approach to the St Stephen's Roundabout.
Damage and injuries due to potholes and broken pavements across Norfolk led to hundreds of people getting a share of almost £120,000 in compensation, new figures have revealed. Norfolk County Council has admitted liability in 228 compensation claim cases since April 2022. With a total of £116,477 in payouts because of defective footpaths and potholes. The authority denied liability in a further 778 claims for compensation, the bulk of which involved potholes or pavements. Defective pavements also cost the County Council, with almost £51,000 paid out in 26 cases where the authority accepted liability, with the biggest being £7,200.
One of Norwich's speed cameras was responsible for catching almost 1,800 drivers in 12 months, new figures have revealed. The camera in Coleman Road snapped a whopping 1,762 people between October 2022 and 2023, a Freedom of Information request from this newspaper has found. The figure represented the most in the city. The fastest vehicle in Coleman Road was clocked at 59 miles per hour in April, 29 miles per hour over the speed limit. City Councillor Matthew Fulton McAllister, who represents the University Ward, said, "Speeding drivers along Coleman Road are too common an occurrence. With two primary schools along Coleman Road, we need further safety measures introduced by Norfolk County Council to ensure that children are not put at risk getting to and from school. Coleman Road is one of Norwich's busiest routes, with drivers often using the road when commuting in and out of the city." A police spokesman confirmed high numbers were likely due to the sheer volume of traffic.
The River Wensum in Norwich burst its banks amid a tidal surge warning before Christmas. People were urged by the Environment Agency to take extreme care due to the potential for flooding across Norfolk. New images showed flooding along the River Wensum near the Novi Sad Friendship Bridge. Officers from the Environment Agency were monitoring tide locking, which happens when raised sea levels stop rivers from draining out to the sea, which can lead to flooding. The tidal surge was being caused by a low pressure system and strong winds in the North Sea.
A trust managing 11 schools in Norfolk has teamed up with a national engineering firm to inspire the next generation of aviation engineers. The Wensum Trust has partnered with the KLM UK Engineering to help break barriers preventing the next generation from pursuing careers in aviation, an industry facing a 1.5 billion skills shortage. The new partnership says it aims to do this by informing and engaging pupils from a young age and providing young people with engineering knowledge and skills.
A film company charting the high-profile revamp of the city's castle has celebrated half a century in business. iFilm was set up in 1973 and has called Norwich its home for the last 23 years. It's located in St George's Street. The firm has created multiple series for outlets, including the BBC, ITV and Channel 4, with well-known documentaries under its belt, such as The Trials of Amanda Knox. The company's biggest Norfolk focus production is just around the corner, as a documentary built on exclusive access to the ongoing refurbishment of Norwich Castle. In the making for 8 years, iFilm's Norwich Castle documentary will focus on the reopening of the city landmark next year. This included items discovered aboard the sunken HMS Gloucester being made public for the first time at the castle in February, more than 340 years after the ship went down.
Now, coming up is our third feature, which is a definite goodbye to the festive season, as Rowan Mantell of the Evening News gives us a whistle-stop tour of Thursford. Here is Robin again.